Well, if you are trying to break up with someone, now a plant can do it for you very, very slowly. Also, I think we should all start wearing uniforms like superheroes do. And our world's worst Craigslist ad from last week and the responses. And it also got flagged and taken down from Craigslist. So if
in
you,
record time, too.
Yes.
So that was good.
We'll tell you the whole story. That's coming up on the show today, along with our brand new Craigslist ad.
Yes.
For the world's worst Craigslist ad. Welcome to the Candy and Potter Show. I'm Potter. That's Candy, obviously.
Hey.
We are married to each other. Comes up during the show sometimes, but it's not like the marriage show or anything cheeseball like that. We talk about our lives, our listeners' lives, and pop culture, trending stories, things like that. So, you ran into an old friend today.
It wasn't... I hate it when this happens. I'm not very good with names.
Or faces or...
Stop. Because of being in radio and being in this industry, we meet so many people. So many people. And they're all really nice and they're really cool. And when you haven't seen somebody for a long time and then you run into them again, they're like, oh yeah, I know you from so-and-so. It kind of takes a second. And then you go, oh yeah, right.
Right.
So this guy came up to me and he goes, yeah, you know, we went to high school together. I said, we did? And he's like, yeah, I hung out with so-and-so. And I kind of looked at him. I'm like, yeah, I don't remember him either. And he goes, yeah, I lived in this neighborhood. And I went, oh, uh-huh.
And understand, Kenny went to high school with like 5,000 students.
It was a lot. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, so I'm just talking to him and stuff. But as soon as he said, we went to high school together, the first thing I said in my mind, I was like, did I wax my eyebrows this week? Because is he looking at me like she looked way better in high school?
That's what goes through your mind?
But that was the first thing that went through my mind was, wait a minute. So I'm sitting here wearing my Mariners t-shirt and my sandals. Like, I look kind of scrubby. Well, I'll admit, kind of scrubby.
I look scrubby a lot of the time because I get lazy and I don't care in a lot of occasions. But I feel like I've aged pretty well.
You have.
You know? I mean, I've gained a bunch of weight at one point, and I've gained a little bit of weight on and off, but I feel like I've aged pretty well. So
yeah, I think you're consistently good looking. Like,
oh,
consistently
that's very nice
good
of you
looking.
To say.
Like, with pictures, if somebody were to, like, see you in high school and see you now, I'd be like, yeah.
Well, I was also scrawny and awkward in high school, so
right,
I may be better looking.
As a
now.
Woman, the first thing I thought of in my head was, oh God, you know, he's thinking, she was way hotter in high school, yo. I don't know what happened.
Well, you being a woman, I'm impressed that you thought of your eyebrows and not something else on your body.
No, because I already know, man. I'm just wearing my Mariners t-shirt and my jeans right now. I'm not helping any situation.
I will tell you this. Candy will not remember a name or a face, but what if he had said, if instead of saying, yeah, my last name is this and I hung out with so-and-so, what if he had said, I wore blank and blank most of the time?
I would totally remember who
Candy
it was.
Always remembers people by their attire.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird.
I kind of remember the first thing you were wearing when I met you. That's my identifier.
That's your go-to?
In my mind. Yeah.
Okay. Which is actually a nice segue into one of my least favorite stories of the week. New study finds that because of social media, women feel like they can't wear an outfit more than once. It is a wear it once culture.
No.
And they're so worried about wearing the same outfit twice on social media. They did this big study, and they found that most outfits are worn only 7 times, which is ridiculous. And 6 of them would just be something that you wore like when you were at home or something like that, because you don't want to be seen in the same outfit. How can you afford this? How can anybody afford this?
There's no way that is possible. Now, I will say, if you are talking about a special occasion outfit.
Nope, that's ridiculous too.
Then absolutely it's a wear once world that we live in.
If you have 5 weddings to go to this summer because you're at that age, you should find one banging dress and you should wear it to every single one and you should be photographed in all the time. And then people will just be like, man, she went to one summer long wedding.
There was a girl, I think 2 or 3 years ago, and it was right when, you know, social media started getting really prevalent and you're starting to see everything like really popular all at once. And she was just at that age where she kept getting wedding invitation after wedding invitation after wedding invitation.
Yeah.
So that's what she did. She bought one dress and she put a picture slideshow of her together at every single wedding wearing the exact same dress.
Good for
when
her.
When the bride and groom were kissing, she was in the background giving a thumbs down, going like drinking champagne.
And oh, so that's rude.
That was in every single picture. And so she has it at all of her friends' weddings.
You know, if you watch anything about the future, in most of those movies and shows like Star Trek, Everybody's wearing a uniform. I think that's where we should head.
Are you going to be this guy when our tiny humans go to our public elementary school that it'll be brought up at some point? Well, we should probably consider uniforms.
Are absolutely.
You're going to be that guy.
Absolutely. Because because I grew up getting my clothes made fun of all the time.
Yeah, I got my clothes made fun of too, but that's because I super glued sequins on a shirt.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, you
did that to yourself.
Freedom of expression.
You did that to yourself. I did not choose to express myself in what I had. I couldn't afford Levi's or Gotcha t-shirts or Bugle Boy or anything like that. We just didn't have the money.
Or any other brand that is no longer in business.
Well, but...
No, Levi's is
but, still but I, you know, I'm talking about, you know, like when I was in middle school, I get made fun of for my clothes all the time. And it's all I had. I couldn't, you know, my Pro Wings, you know, sneakers.
Yeah.
And so, and because that was the culture, it bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't confident enough to just not care. I think uniforms would have been awesome. It puts everyone on a much more even playing field. I also don't like picking out my clothes. I like looking nice. But I think that we should all wear uniforms, either like the future people or like superheroes.
Okay, so we all get capes?
No, they don't know. Well, it's whatever. We'll have a vote.
Oh, so now you're into freedom of expression suddenly.
Okay.
I see.
How about
I
this?
See.
You want freedom of expression? Fine. Mm-hmm. You get to choose one outfit and you wear it for the rest of your life.
No. And you have to, and it has to be in the same size.
In fact, you know what?
See how small it gets on you.
I'll tell you what. You see it in movies sometimes where a guy will open his closet and it's all khaki pants and white shirts or something like that,
yeah.
Like 100 of them or whatever. If I win the lottery, that's going to be me. I'm going to pick one outfit
and
I'm just going to wear it every day.
Yeah.
I'm not the same one. I'll have multiples of them. And if it's summertime, maybe the pants become shorts.
You know what? And there's been a lot of people like you on Ambush Makeover. They
no.
wear the same outfit, and eventually their friends are like, you've got to stop. It's like an OCD thing now.
What if it's a black suit?
Well, I know. Guys with black suits get away with murder.
What if it's a black suit?
Yeah.
Something that looks nice. I didn't say it was going to be...
Okay, well, now I'm on board for the black suit.
Yeah, I didn't say it was going to be athletic shorts and a tie-dye tank top.
Oh, please. Make it be mesh.
So if you want to break up with somebody and you don't have the guts to just text them or, talk to them in person...
Okay, you just gave a horrible example. No one listening to this right now should break up with someone via text message.
Or hire...
I'm going to haunt you.
Or hire somebody to break up with them, which you can do now. There's a company that has started something called Breakup Beans. And what you do is basically they laser etch phrases into beans and then you plant them in a pot.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry, the dog is
the dog
like,
jumping
come
up on your
get
lap.
Up. You want to get up? You want to be on the show? No. Okay.
No?
Well,
okay.
Then sit down.
So you plant them in a pot and then you give them as a gift. And then as it grows, when the leaves start to sprout and the sprout first makes its way up above the soil, it will have whatever the message is. So these breakup beans will sprout and then there'll be a part that says, let's be friends. Another part that says, it's over.
Are you kidding me? You know what?
That's hilarious.
Any man who buys this, I'm going to intercept that package, get the beans myself, and engrave, will you marry me on them? I'm going to teach you a lesson. So then in 10 days, you're going to have to explain to your now ex-girlfriend, or no, to your new fiance, how you didn't mean to propose.
Well, it does take 5 to 10 days, so it is a slow thing. You can also get them that say happy birthday, merry Christmas, things
it's
like that.
Cute. See,
which
get
is
the
fun.
Cute ones.
I just thought it was funny. And break up beans. I love a good alliteration.
Break up beans.
Salma Hayek was in the news this week. I like to find stories that...
About Salma Hayek?
Well, yeah. But also that just make Candy, say, ugh. She says...
Thanks.
I don't exercise. Okay, so Salma Hayek is 48. And here, let me show you this picture of her.
She's 48?
She's 48, yeah.
Wow, good for her.
She's obviously aged well. Here's her in her bikini at 48.
Stop it. Why are you showing me that?
And anyway, she said, I don't exercise, which we love to hear celebrities say.
Keep talking, Selma.
I just hold my body in a way that activates muscles all day long.
Shut up, Selma. Shut it. No one wants to hear that. What makes you think that anyone would go, yeah. Yeah, there are yoga moves and Pilates moves that engage all of your active muscles and cores. Yes. So, yeah, that is a inactive way meditation of working out.
Yeah, she said she's not a, she doesn't have the discipline to get up in the morning and work out. She works 20 hours a day sometimes. She doesn't have time to work out regularly. But she said, I work with a woman that taught me how to hold my body in a way where the muscles are activated all day long. So even when you're brushing your teeth, you're working the muscles. Now, of course, that also probably comes with eating, you know, nothing but vegetables or whatever. I'm sure she's on a very strict diet.
Yeah.
But she does look amazing.
Yeah. No, that's ridiculous. You just don't do it. Don't say it out loud. Or, you know, you say that, but then you go to your plastic surgeon too. I mean, yeah.
Candy and I are married to each other, but we haven't had a lot of discussions about bucket lists. And I think that's just because we've never had the money for those types of things.
Yeah, I don't have a bucket list.
I've never made an official one, but I have things in my head. But
I've done pretty fun stuff already.
There was a story out this past week about an Illinois man who is 91. Mm-hmm. And he had something bizarre on his bucket list, and his grandson decided to make that happen. He wanted to back a car through the garage door.
Like
I've read it five times. I'm still laughing.
Like they
awesome.
Do in like spy thrillers, you know, or something. Like, hey, do you hear that? Sounds like a car running. And it crashes. That was my crash noise.
He said he always wondered if the garage door would pop off or if the frame would come down with it.
Yeah.
So he, the grandson made some arrangements, found someone who was about to demolish their garage. And his wife of 70 years and family members, great-grandchildren, all gathered around. He put on a crash helmet and backed through the wooden garage door with his grandson sitting in the passenger seat. While the door was smashed, the frame stayed up.
That is a very resourceful and responsible grandson.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Other than, you know, if it was, I don't know, my cousin or whatever, would have been like, I don't know, we just went out in the garage and I got the keys. Was awesome.
The only thing I have like that is I've always wanted to take a sledgehammer to a porcelain toilet.
We could do that for you.
I want it still to be attached to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go in and just swing. We got to use it in one of our volunteer projects. We got to take a sledgehammer to a wall and stuff like that. It was much less satisfying than I expected.
Yeah.
I still think that the porcelain toilet would be better.
I did get a kick through a wall. That was fun. I mean, we've done a lot of fun.
Me too, until I was stuck with my foot hanging through the other side.
That's pretty funny.
I'm stuck.
We've done a lot of fun stuff like skydiving and blah, blah, blah. I think when you talk bucket
list,
you
sound so snobby. We've done fun stuff like skydiving. It was no big deal.
No, you know what I mean? Like the normal bucket list stuff.
Right, I know.
Like we've done that stuff.
I'm just telling you how you sound.
Okay, whatever. I'm a snob. Fine. No, but this is what I want. Bucket list is like everyone's at a fancy party. See, my bucket list is now elaborate. Everyone's at a fancy party, like super dressed up. Y'all look like Selma Hayek. You know, you don't work out, but you look amazing. And there's a... like a big like table where there's lots of like, you know, centerpiece and like wine glasses and a lot of really fine china. And I just like come up alongside of it, flip the table over.
Oh, I thought you were going to say pull the tablecloth out.
No, because I know I can't do that.
So, okay. So you couldn't just
flip the
you
table
couldn't just
over.
Do it with a table full of glasses in the garage. It's got to be, everybody's got to be dressed up for it.
It has to be so sudden and dramatic and no reason whatsoever.
Man.
That it's super dramatic.
We should have done that at our wedding reception. That would have been awesome.
Just, and everyone, you know, just take everyone's breath away. And then you just turn around and walk out like a boss.
You could even announce, like if we had done it at our wedding reception, you could have even announced it like, oh, and by the way, Candy has something on her bucket list she's always wanted to do and thinks that this is the perfect occasion to do it. So it's going to happen sometime tonight, just as
just
a heads up.
I not know what it is.
But people would think it was going to be something romantic or,
like
you know,
I was going to serenade you or something.
I don't
something.
Know. Something like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you storm it and just flip the table over. That would be awesome.
That's what I'm saying. But everyone has to be dressed up, has to be calm, nice music playing, probably candles. So there's like, you know, a terrorizing fear of fire and flames.
No, that I wouldn't allow. I'm scared of fire.
So fun.
So another story this week, it was all about how we all exaggerate on how much we work out, which I never do, probably because I work out, at least if I'm training for something, I work out to the point that it's annoying to other people if I talk about it.
How? Yeah, it is. Because you train for longer races.
Right. Nobody wants to hear, you know, yeah, I rode 70 miles on my bike yesterday.
Right.
Oh, well, aren't you special? Aren't you special?
How long did I run the other day?
Because
it was super impressive.
1¾ miles.
I was, watch out. 1¾.
No, 1½. It was only 1½.
It was 1½.
And it wasn't in a row. It was broken into 2 segments.
I ran for 1½ miles.
And you should claim all of that.
Whoop, whoop.
You should claim all of that because people will say, oh, good for you.
I know. No, isn't that cute?
Candy is doing, I'm doing it with her, a Couch to 5K program right now because we are signed up for the Wipeout Run.
Yes.
The obstacle course based on the TV show
mm-hmm.
when it comes to Seattle next month. So.
So that should be interesting.
So my favorite thing about exaggerating, though, is it said 1 in 10 people have checked in at the gym on Foursquare or Facebook or Twitter or anything like that and not worked out.
Really?
Isn't that hilarious? Why would you do that?
Well, some gyms have coffee shops and juice bars.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
I mean, some gyms are at the bottom of your apartment complex. So really, you would be in your pajamas, roll down the elevator, bloop, check in.
Would you really check in?
Go back on up.
Okay. And one more thing I wanted to bring up before we get to our world's worst Craigslist ad for this week and the amazing responses from last week.
You know, oh, I just thought of something. You know, the reason why you check in at the gym, you not work out, you're trying to live your lie that you have on every single online dating site. I work out 3 times a day, or I, you know, do this.
Oh, so if you're single, you're kind of trying
to... Yeah, okay. So if you're checking in, then people are like, well, yeah, that's legit.
Because people talk about how, you know, your Facebook is your sort of fantasy life or the best parts of your life.
Oh, I'm doing Facebook wrong then. And is that what we're supposed to be doing?
Well, and it's like, I'm not gonna post, you know, the worst stuff. I just post stuff I think people will find interesting, whether it's positive or negative.
Right.
I don't think it would be interesting to anybody to have me check in at the gym. Actually, it would be more interesting for me to check in and say, not working out, stopped in to buy a Gatorade. In fact, I'm going to do that next time I have a gym membership. All right, so this was one of my other favorite stories this week, and it's called Nice to Hack You. And what these people did is they installed this, they made this plugin that you can put into your browser, and it will go through your web history and find the most embarrassing things based on this algorithm they made. And what it will do is then offer you prizes in order to let them share your information with the world, your friends, your family, stuff like that.
So this is extortion?
No.
They
only do it if you...
You opt in.
Agree.
Mm.
It's bribery.
Yeah.
But it's not extortion.
So what do you
extortion
they...
would be, we'll kill your family unless...
No, I understand extortion.
Okay. And they said it's sort
Stop
of the...
killing off my family.
It's sort of a mockery of, you know, how private people think they are versus how private they actually are.
Yeah.
And so it'll bring up this big thing and it'll find like embarrassing articles you've read, embarrassing music videos you've watched, and things like that. And once you let the extension hack you and then generate this... graphic
report
of things, you can either keep the information to yourself or share it with everybody else in exchange for swag, different prizes or maybe small gift certificates and things like that.
Did you do it on your accounts?
I didn't, because I don't know enough about this company to give them access to my browser.
Exactly. No one ever should sign up for companies like this. That's exactly what I was going to say. You should never sign up for anything like this because you think it's cute and you think it's funny, because that's what they're looking for, is to mine your information.
And we also read a lot of weird, odd stuff in exchange, you know, for the show or for the podcast or whatever we might be doing. So, but it'll go through. And so here's this one that's an example, as somebody had said, you know, web pages I enjoy. 13 thoughts every girl has had during sex. Britney Spears' Stronger video on YouTube. The evolution of Kim Kardashian's butt. So if this is a...
This is just like what the last 4 blog posts on BuzzFeed. Why is this... I'm not embarrassed by that.
So if this is... Well, maybe this is a fake one they made for this. If this is a lawyer's web history, for example, might be a little... Or a judge...
How are you? You know what? If it's all like straight up porn and starts to get weird and freaky, that's when you should be embarrassed.
288 sites I visited contained sexual content or themes.
Only 288?
In the last 3 months, I wasted 36 hours and 19 minutes on social media. 4.93% of my activity alerted the NSA.
They just made that up, but that's a good statistic. I like
it. Why would they make that up? That's hilarious.
There's no way they can track what the NSA is tracking. That's the whole point of the NSA.
Well, but they can guess.
Yeah, it's just a number they put in there.
They can guess keywords or something like that. Yeah. All right, let's get into the world's worst Craigslist ad. If you're new to the show, we started this a few weeks ago where we write a Craigslist ad that we just think is horrific and that nobody should reply to. But it's Craigslist, and they do.
And you decided to go personal.
So we do a new ad every week, and then we read the responses the following week, and then we present the new ad. So last week, I decided, I'm going to do a personal ad. So this is what I posted on Craigslist. It said, "Hi, my name is Bertha Lynn. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I hate sports. I hate being outside. I hate staying inside. Physical contact makes me ill, and any physical activity gets me sweaty. I used to only drink Tang until they stopped making it, so now I have to make my own at home with sugar water and Jell-O packets. Maybe it's something we can do together, but most likely not, as I hate conversation.
Don't talk to me while I'm making my tang.
I like to conserve water and shower only once a week because keeping my body's natural oils is not only healthy, but makes me feel sexy. I smoke, I chew, I love good cigar and pork rinds. I'm 38, but people have said I look 50. It must be my mature personality.
Must be.
I wanted to upload a picture, but all of the ones I have really show my mustache. It's poor lighting, not my choice. Leave a message if you're interested. Thanks. So normally we record the show on Fridays and we post the ad on Fridays or maybe sometimes the next day on Saturday.
Right.
So we have a week to get responses. I forgot to post this one all week.
Drop the ball.
I posted this ad about 3 hours ago.
Yes.
Within 2 hours, we had like 45 responses. And at the end of that 2 hours, it had been flagged and removed. So it is no longer on Craigslist. And the thing is, they say, yep, it's been flagged and removed. Make sure you follow our terms of use. Here they are. There's not even any way to appeal it. I mean, I guess I could go repost it.
Yeah, you could absolutely repost it. But if somebody flags it as inappropriate or spam, Craigslist is supposed to take it down. So, I mean, I guess good on Craigslist for being on top of things.
I don't see anything in it, though, that is inappropriate. I mean, there was nothing in it that I thought was inappropriate anyway. People just decided it was fake.
Right. They just decided that. You know.
But some of the responses, let's see.
Wow.
I got one that said, will you marry me?
Mm-hmm.
I got one that just had four shirtless photos of a 70-year-old man, one of them with him wearing a Batman mask.
Wow.
I got one that said, your post should read, loved Tang if they don't make it anymore. Are you an idiot? You must live around under a rock too because they do still make Tang. Give me a BJ. So those were some of the quicker, shorter ones.
All right. Here's another reply that I liked. Hi, Bertha Lynn. My name is Xavier. I'm 23 years old, handsome, well-built, and I am looking to live in United States of the Great America with a beautiful woman like you. Please reply so I can treat you like Kim Kardashian.
Nice.
That one, yeah. So Bertha has some action there. This one... Okay, this is this one I thought was weird. Okay, see if you can follow this because he talks about Magic Mike the movie.
Okay.
All right, follow. Bertha, have you ever seen Magic Mike? I'm a 45-year-old artist who is passionate about my work. Luckily, my day job gives me access to my art materials. My art is so unique, it is priceless, and it must be seen to be believed. I take shavings from purebred dogs and then I sculpt them into cartoon erotica. I would love to show them to you sometime. Call me Steven. So I don't know if it's call me comma Steven or just call me Steven. That's my name because Steven does not like punctuation either. So let's just call me Steven.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, there was one more reply to the Bertha ad that you wrote. I'm not interested in dating you. I'm just another girl also looking for love. And I have one suggestion. Maybe not start your ad with, I hate this, I hate that, I hate. No guy is going to want to talk to you unless you show a picture of your boobs and only if they're really big. Like, really big.
Okay, so I'm not replying to any of these, but now I want to send all these other ones back to this woman. Really?
Awesome.
No one's going to reply? Really?
You should totally do that. Now, I like it how you're now offended as Bertha.
Yeah. I'm still honestly trying to figure out why it got flagged and taken down.
I don't know. If somebody is really looking for love and they go to Craigslist as being their resource.
And I did put in long-term relationships, and I think they have a separate section for hookups. Maybe I should have done
that.
Maybe more flies. But there was nothing like derogatory in there. There were no photos or anything like that. It was weird.
Maybe they think that you were trolling one of your friends or a person you know that because you're saying something about mustache, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, I guess that was a little...
Bullying, maybe. Maybe they see it as
I guess
that.
The mustache. Okay. All right, so you wrote a new one for this week. World's Worst Craigslist Ad?
I went personal ad, too, because you did, so I thought I could, too. ready? Mm-hmm. All right. I know you were thinking it. That guy. Haven't I seen him before? His smile was radiating warmth. His eyes had that twinkle of playfulness. And his body, it was chiseled like a Roman statue. If you're brunette, we should talk. I'm a respected man, and I'm looking for a nanny to help raise my 6 children. Duties include, but are not limited to, babysitting, cooking, cleaning, carrying my seed, and light landscaping. Must love dogs.
Ew. carrying my seed? Okay, so I'm confused. Is this in the job ad section or is this in the personal section?
It's going to be in the personal section.
Okay.
So I went from weird to weirder to looking for a nanny. Is he a polygamist? Must love dogs.
I don't think you're going to get any responses because...
Why not?
Because women are smarter than men. Like, I knew writing this weird woman ad, somebody would reply. I didn't think I'd get 45 in 2 hours and then it would get flagged, but...
Yeah, but I don't know. You think of, like, you know, a twinkle of playfulness in his body. He's chiseled like a real new statue.
Yeah, sounds...
Hey, I'm...
Starts off. All right, well, we'll see. So the responses to that in next week's show... That does it for episode 34 of the Candy and Potter podcast. Everything you need with us online, candyandpotter.com. You want to send us a message privately or write it on our wall, facebook.com/Candy and Potter Show. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Yeah.